defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Here we are on a Sunday at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And boy, you really have done it this time, InfoWarriors and Alex Jones. You went and built yourself the most unbelievable studio. Studio number 4 here at the InfoWars World Headquarters. And we did it as they were trying to shut us down and censor us off the internet. Total victory. So welcome into the Alex Jones Show. I am filling in for Alex today, but we will be hearing from Alex on a couple things. And folks, I've seen the preview. You're not going to want to miss this. Yes, Alex Jones had a one-on-one confrontation with Hillary Clinton. And we have the documents. So we will be airing that coming up here shortly. But I've got a stack of news. And going through the news today, listening to the Democrats speak at South by Southwest, which is here in town, seeing how they're responding to the Ilhan Omar situation, it really shows you where the Democrats are at politically. They have no identity except hate Trump. That's literally their only identity. As we have floating cameras blocking other cameras. We have so many cameras. I don't even know what camera to look at here. One of them's floating over my head. Anyway, if Bernie Sanders was in charge, we wouldn't be allowed to do any of this stuff. We'd be broadcasting out of a broom closet. By the way, so I did a live stream yesterday out at South by Southwest in a Trump hat, and talking to Democrat voters, you discover a couple things, like they really do believe the media. And if you can just inject a red pill somewhere into the crevices of their mind, the whole fabric of what they thought was the truth starts to break down. For example, I'm talking to this family yesterday at South by Southwest. They didn't like Trump, a black family. And they actually didn't mind Trump's policies per se, but they thought he was treasonous. And I said, well, what are you talking about? They said, well, the Russian collusion. And I said, oh, so he's treasonous because you think he's, you know, working for Russia or what have you. And they say, yeah. And I said, well, that's fake. And they were kind of just like, how are you going to just sit here and say that's fake? Like, you know, okay. Well, I said, did you hear about the Jussie Smollett story? And they said, well, yeah. I said, well, what was that story? And they said, he faked his hate crime. And I said, now, did you see how he was able to get away with that and the media all went for it? Do you know, you don't think they could fake the Russian collusion story? And their eyes kind of lit up for a second like, oh, I guess they could. But meanwhile, as the whole Democrat identity is hate Trump, they're going out saying America is garbage. They're going out saying they don't even want America anymore. They're going out and saying America was never great. And so you realize that they're so desperate for identity right now, they're just throwing anything at the wall to see if it sticks. Because all they have is hate Trump. So now you got Democrats going with universal basic income as a campaign. You got Democrats going to America's garbage as a campaign. Free college. Bernie Sanders wants to give you free everything. These people are a joke. But they're so concerned about foreign influence in our elections. Have you noticed this? The Democrats are so concerned about foreign influence in our elections, yet they want anyone to be allowed to vote from any country in this country. So you can come from any country and vote here, but if we think you're a Russian bot on social media, we have a total panic attack.
Wait. waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright.
It was about 6-8 months ago I chewed Roger Stone out of his contract with me. As a reporter, I had the next deal on the next book he was to publish. And then I heard he had a new book coming out. He said, don't worry, it's only The Making of a President 2016 with a new foreword. I had that in the contract for a second edition. I made him show me the contract. Indeed, it said that. Then we started hearing a few weeks ago that he may be thrown in jail for violating a gag order because the book is to be published, even though the foreword was written, again, over 6 months ago. And now Jim Carrey has come out and said, oh, my God, Your Honor, other people are thrown in prison for smoking pot. And so throw him in jail for thumbing his nose at you, and he put out some subsequent art. So Jim Carrey, he gets his free speech just to put out his stuff on Twitter, is to call for Stone to go to prison along with the rest of mainstream media. But Stone, who doesn't even get free speech, then gets in trouble for a foreword to a book written 6+ months ago. So this is how they operate. And of course, then Stone can't defend himself and point out that he's been a big marijuana decriminalization advocate for over 15 years. And so Carrey leaning on the police state to promote a bigger police state is a hollow fraud. But again, Jim Carrey ain't that smart, and everybody knows it. It's a poor, washed-up dude that probably took too many drugs. So to be crystal clear, the entire corporate media and its imploded Russiagate hoax fable witch hunt inquisition is allowed to spew any amount of lies and disinformation and leak whatever they want and call Roger Stone, everybody else under the sun, totally guilty. And then once you're caught in the web of this court, then you have no say, even for a book deal you signed years ago where you wrote the foreword 6 months ago that's about to be published. And then Roger's own lawyers go, yes, we agree, it's unspeakably bad, or the exact quote was, it's indefensible. It's the judge is like, yes, it's indefensible. Well, they try to set me up. I'm not going to walk in and grovel like this. It's all a load of crap. It's the Democrats that are up their eyeballs in Russiagate. They can all go to hell for selling this nation out. They're the ones that say this nation was never great. It'll never be that great. Everybody knows they're enemies of the nation state itself. They hate America's guts. So they're sure as hell not the guardians of this republic. And I'm sick of their crap. So regardless of what you think of Roger Stone or InfoWars or Alex Jones, free speech is under attack. That's a threat to your basic freedom.
That is Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Schroyer filling in on The Alex Jones Show today. And that is Alex breaking down. Well, the Jim Carrey aspect is just kind of the observation of how insane they've gone, really. But it's ironic that Roger Stone would make a meme, or I don't know who made it, Who Framed Roger Stone, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Who Framed Roger Stone, and that's literally what they're doing right now. I mean, he's being framed, ladies and gentlemen. He's being totally set up. And it just makes me sick, not only that this would happen in America, total politicization of the Justice Department, of our judicial system, but that we would encourage this, that people would actually be getting pleasure out of seeing what's happening to Roger Stone. And I'm afraid for Roger, quite frankly. I pray for him, but they want his ass in jail, and I think they're going to get it. And then you see what they did to Paul Manafort. Look, Paul Manafort is not an innocent person. The stuff that he got charged with already went through court, and the judge dismissed all the charges. And then they re-brought him up because they needed something to say, hey, look, we found something with this Russia investigation. So they just went after Manafort. They knew all those things were there. They gave Tony Podesta immunity to testify on all of it, even though he did all the same crap. I mean, what the hell is happening to this freaking country, man? And leave it to the media. Oh, yeah, I saw McCabe on TV. I mean, I can't believe. Who are these people? Who are you? Why are you such a liar? Why are you so corrupt? Who are these people? Seriously, folks, how can someone be so corrupt as Andrew McCabe? I'm sorry. And you know what? This is a big studio, so I'm going to yell even louder. I just don't get it. Who is Adam Schiff? Why are you such a lying piece of crap, dude? Why is Eric Swalwell such a lying sack of garbage? Who are these freaking people, man? Who are they? Excuse me. You know what? I really need to focus and cover this news. It's just I start thinking about it. It all goes through my head. All the lies of James Comey. All the lies of Andy McCabe. I mean, we have their damn texts where they talk about open freaking treason. And then Andrew McCabe and John Brennan and Clapper and all of them go on TV and tell you how Trump is the worst. We're going to kill him. Who are these people? Who are they? How did they get so corrupt? They know what they know. There's no Russian collusion, man. I mean, see, I can't even focus when I start to think about this. Because at the end of the day, that's everything. I can sit here. I can cover all the news. I got all of it. I got it all right here. And I can read it all, and I can break it all down. But who in the hell are these people that lie to us every damn day, that sell us a bill of goods to try to destroy this country? Why? Why are they like this? I want an investigation into Adam Schiff. I want an investigation into Eric Swalwell. I want an investigation into Nancy Pelosi. And we don't get jack crap. No, we get an investigation into Donald Trump, whose life has been in the public for 50 freaking years. Everybody knew him. Everybody knows about his business deals all around the world. But somehow he's a Russian agent now. So we're going to spend $40+ million and we're going to tear this country apart for 2 freaking years+. And we're going to lie about the president of the United States. All the media is going to get behind it. All the Democrats are going to get behind it. And they're still going to stick to their guns, even when they've all been totally exposed. What in the hell is going on here? So that's what I want to know. And guess what? I don't get that story in the news, do I? I don't get to know why Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff are such lying pieces of crap. I don't get to know why you have an entire judicial system that has now been targeting Donald Trump and his associates. Why? How are they able to get away with this? How is America asleep to this? Why aren't people yelling like me? See, and I can't even focus and do my job here. Here's the deal, folks. Alex Jones is coming up in the next segment, and it's just so out of control, dude. Bernie Sanders has 10,000 people show up because he's a friggin' socialist. Ugh. All right. Hopefully I've just gotten all that out of my system. Here's the deal, folks. We're going to come back, and we've got exclusive video of Alex Jones and Hillary Clinton. And you're not going to want to miss this. Now, I got to say, Hillary, I've seen previews of the video, and, you know, she doesn't look too good, but she must have done some business with Ambrosia or something, because this is the best I've seen Hillary Clinton look in a long time. So I don't know what Hillary Clinton's deal is, but we've got the video on the other side. Alex Jones confronts Hillary Clinton, and she looks like 20 years younger. It's really strange. But that video is coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Owen Schroyer, filling in for Alex Jones. Hopefully I got all that ranting and raving out of my system. When we come back, we've got the Alex Jones, Hillary Clinton video and other news to get to. Don't go anywhere.
You found it, the tip of the spear.
It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how the fabric of the universe didn't start to tear itself from within because Alex Jones and Hillary Clinton, face to face, it just happened, and we have the video, and we air it right now on the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'm down here in Mexico trying to have a short vacation, and Hillary frickin' Clinton shows up at dinner. David Icke, it turns out, is right. Look right here. Good God. Since her foundation shut down, she has to beg for crumbs. It was just right over here demanding, bobbing its head up and down, demanding food. Uh-oh. Hillary's making its move again. Hillary, listen. You've run for president repeatedly. You haven't won. We don't want you. Stop trying to stare us down and demand food. Taxpayer money. And your foundation? Your foundation's a joke. Get away. Hey, Hillary, good. Run on out of here. You're not going to run for election. Run on out of here. I'll tell you, David Icke's on to... Oh, God, turn it back. David Icke's on to something here. Oh, oh, there you go. There you go, folks. Hillary. Got to watch her. Got to watch her carefully. Who would believe Hillary Clinton would be right around vacation? Huh? All right, Hillary, you get on out of here. Get on out of here. Anti-gun, anti-free speech monster. You know, this isn't fair. I try to come to Mexico to be away from the globalists and all their censorship and control. And then I run into Hillary. Then I run into Bill Clinton. Look at the arrogance of Bill Clinton. Bill is mad at me, boy. Real mad. Crikey. It's a politician. Just went in that hole. Probably down there with Jeffrey Epstein. Doesn't matter. The documents are coming out, Mr. Lizard.
Wow. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? I guess it makes sense, you know, that Bill and Hillary just transform into lizard people when they're not working. Makes sense. It's like in Conan the Barbarian, when they do that seance and the guy turns into the snake. That's basically what we've discovered now. We have the exclusive. Hillary Clinton is a lizard person. We got it. And then we got Bill, too. Now, it's not surprising that Bill wasn't with Hillary. Bill found some other female lizards over there. He was, you know, having himself a good old time. Hillary's like a 100-year-old sack of crap. So, you know, Bill likes to mingle a little bit. But hey, what were the odds that Alex Jones would be staying at the same hotel where Bill and Hillary engage in lizard people activity? Case is closed. We can close the case on that. Shut the book on that. But I'm sure, though, in all seriousness, it's just a coincidence that the Clinton Foundation is basically a failing organization now and that all of their donations are almost gone. I'm sure that's just a coincidence and it has nothing to do with the fact she didn't win the presidential election, right? Because that's not the type of people the Clintons are, right? I mean, they're not laundering billions of dollars, ravaging Haiti. I mean, folks, this is sad, but I mean, we have video. People hate the Clintons in Haiti so much, literally their final words on their deathbed is like death to the Clintons. Like they're on their deathbed, like reaching out, like their final effort is like death to the Clintons, death to the Clintons. Oh. And then they're gone. Final words, final dying words, death to the Clintons. That's how much they hate the Clintons in Haiti. But yeah, I mean, when you rob the whole country dry, who knows what they did to that country, folks? I mean, there's some weird satanic stuff they did to that country. And then Laura Silsby gets caught trying to cross the border with those undocumented kids. And then, I don't know what's going on here. What? And then she changes her name Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here. All right. I need to get some of the news here. We also got some other videos we want to roll, and I got a guest coming up in the second hour. An interesting story. The bass player from the band Filter, you may have heard of. Well, he was kicked out by the band because he is a conservative, but there's a lot more to the story, and he has decided to break his silence, and he wants to come on InfoWars. So we will be talking with him. Now, on the other side of this break, I'm going to get to all this news. But I ask you, in this break coming up here in just 2 minutes, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and continue to support us. And if you do, we will continue our mission to expand. And we will continue our mission to change the world. And it's really not in our hands, is it? It's in God's hands, and it's in your hands. And it always has been. And we thank you for your support. Big specials going on right now. 33% off DNA Force Plus. Folks, this is like the elite of the elite products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, this is the top of the line. Go ahead and do the research for yourself on telomeres. Go ahead and do the research for yourself on all the ingredients in DNA Force Plus. When it comes to telomeres, go read all the 5-star reviews for yourself. It's DNA Force Plus. It's back in stock, and it's $50 off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the elite of the elite when it comes to supplements right here. DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of the $50 saving right now at InfoWarsStore.com with DNA Force Plus. Other specials going on, 25% off Survival Shield X2. That's back. 50% off Alpha Power, 50% off Bodies. Probably the best turmeric supplement you can find is Bodies. Go ahead and read all the reviews for yourself on Bodies. You could just listen to any of our broadcasts that we do, 10 hours a day, David Knight, Alex Jones, and then myself. We take calls. People call in. They love Bodies. But don't take my word for it. Go read the reviews for yourself. But we're about to go to break. In this break, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Your support for us today at InfoWarsStore.com allows us to be on air tomorrow. But there's stuff that you want there. There's stuff that you need. You need to get a water filter if you don't have one, folks. Don't drink the poisoned water. I was actually amazed. I cleaned my Alexa Pure Breeze air filter the other day. I probably should have done a video because it was pretty amazing to see how effective it actually is. And then it's almost even more amazing to see how dirty and polluted your house is, the air in your house is. You would not think it. The Alexa Pure Breeze, folks, it's at InfoWarsStore.com. It's on sale right now. Don't live in a home with polluted air. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Television audience viewers, you just saw my lapel pin. It was actually a gift from Bernie Sanders. He picked up this lapel pin when he was in Russia cheering on socialism, learning about socialism. He got this lapel pin and he sent it to me. So this is actually a gift from Bernie Sanders, my American flag, Russian flag lapel pin. So we thank you, Bernie. He did ask me for $5 for it. So I'm not really sure what that's about. By the way, Cortez was in Austin. You know, she says that you shouldn't fly in an airplane and you shouldn't eat beef. And she's a good socialist, so everything should be free. So leave it to Cortez to fly in an airplane to Austin, immediately upon landing, eat a beef taco, and then charge money to see her event yesterday where she trashed America, said it's garbage, and said Ronald Reagan was a racist. Jeez. I mean, my God. Get her off the screen. And now I'm going to have to cover her again because she's in the stack of news. I mean, what an unbelievable dingbat. Man. Let's get into this stack of news. So, Donald Trump is now attacking Ann Coulter. Says wacky nut job Ann Coulter, who still hasn't figured out that despite all odds, an entire Democrat party of far left radicals against me, not to mention certain Republicans who are sadly unwilling to fight, I am winning on the border. Major sections of wall are being built. Well, we are on pace for 1 million illegal border crossings this calendar year. I don't know if that's winning, but it does give credence to why we need a wall. And so the president has asked Congress for another $8.6 billion. You know, you really have to wonder, because the president is not dumb, all right? Why he is doing these failed techniques. Stop asking Congress for money. Use your emergency powers. Use your powers as the commander-in-chief and protect the damn border. I mean, what the hell, man? Trendy South by Southwest Festival is a battleground for 2020 Democrats. Again, folks, they don't know what to do. Do you know who's the leading Democrat candidate right now to be the president? Do you know who it is? Joe Biden. He's not even running. Or at least that's how the story goes. Maybe it won't be too long before Joe Biden, creepy old Uncle Joe. Actually, he's like Uncle Cousin Brother Joe now, I think. Or Grandpa, Uncle Baby Daddy Joe. I don't, something. When he's not, you know, harassing young children and groping children that come to the White House, that's all on video. You know, when he's not groping young girls and grabbing their hair and whispering, you know, sweetness into their ear, God knows what he says. He's endorsing his brother in a relationship with his deceased brother's wife. And that is the leading candidate for the Democrat Party, who hasn't even announced that he's running. Cortez says America's garbage. Reagan was a racist. And capitalism is irredeemable. You know, okay, why don't you just get the hell out? You know, I mean, just get the hell out. In fact, you know what? Here's what we should really do. See, there's a weird, sick part of me that wishes we had an authoritarian president. Because, you know, here's what I would say to Cortez. Okay, fine. Here's what we're going to do. Your new Green Deal here. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take your new Green Deal and we're going to shove it up your ass. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to take, well, maybe. It might stop cow farts. We're going to take your new Green Deal and we're going to actually implement it in your city, in the Bronx. So your district, we'll outline it on a map and we'll test the new Green Deal in your district. And so you can demolish all the buildings in your district. It can be a no-fly zone, no cows allowed, no livestock allowed at all. And then you can just rebuild the whole Bronx. And so that's what we'll do. We'll just test out the Green New Deal in the Bronx because you can't do it nationwide. It's too big. So let's just test it out on the Bronx and let's see how it goes, huh? All a bunch of nonsense. Howard Schultz says a far-left Democrat could re-elect Trump. Well, because he's learned, because he looks at this field of Democrats, and he's like, my God, these are a bunch of nothings, a bunch of losers. And so he really, again, I mean, I'm looking at the left, and I'm saying Howard Schultz, Bloomberg said he's not going to run. And I'm looking like Howard Schultz, I mean, this Yang guy is catching on, but he's an anti-Second Amendment pro-abortion guy. I don't know why conservatives are so enamored by Yang, but whatever. You've got Schultz. You've got Tulsi Gabbard. And the left is throwing both of them under the bus. And Howard Schultz gets it. And he's like, you guys are going to reelect Trump. They don't get it. All these people are obsessed with Donald Trump. It is getting really sick. It is getting really sick, folks. Because, see, the Mueller investigation is all about destroying Donald Trump and destroying America. But to the average liberal out there that doesn't understand what it's all about, they're just as obsessed with Trump because they think that that's like, I mean, they really think that somehow when Trump goes down, they're going to have deliverance in their life or something. Hawaii Democrats want U.S. Congress to consider repeal of Second Amendment. They just don't get it, do they? They just don't get it. Not even in the race, Joe Biden leads herd of Democrats, Bernie Sanders close behind. I wonder what Bernie's going to do this year. You think he's just going to throw his supporters under the bus again? I mean, they're so stupid. But that's the amazing thing. Where are all these Bernie supporters coming from? Because it's like a whole new group of people. All the Bernie supporters that I knew and that I followed on social media from 2016, they don't want Bernie. They're all anti-Bernie. So who are these people? So Bernie, I guess, has a totally new group of voters now. And he just had a big rally in Iowa. Yeah, Bernie was always more popular than Hillary. Oh, the Bernie Sanders figure wave. Oh, it gets me every time. It gets me every time. Nope. So, I mean, hey. Yeah. But. Okay. Ooh, Bernie Sanders, that's fun. Hey, Trump versus Sanders is the presidential debate we deserve. It really is. I want it on command. Oh, my gosh. Hey, I give Bernie credit. He got himself a haircut, and he found a comb. He got the, the dandruff and everything off of his jacket. And, Woo! I wonder what Bernie would do about this. Student loans leave couple worried about negative net worth. And then you read the story, you learn 15% of households nationwide have a negative net worth. But if you think about it, of course that would be the state of the nation. The nation has a negative net worth. We're $21 trillion in debt. So yeah, wow, the nation is over $20 trillion in debt and the citizens are also in debt? Go figure. New York City is edging towards financial disaster. Experts warn it won't matter. It won't matter. You can look it up. The state of Illinois went broke. Worst ever. Like 3 years ago, they were like, we got to shut down or something. They don't even know what to do. And it's just like, whatever. Go build a building for Obama. State of California, totally broke, totally in debt. And then they want to spend more money on non-citizens. So yeah, all these major cities run by Democrats are in total financial ruin. And it doesn't matter. They just keep spending. Just keep spending. And you just wait till Bernie or Cortez gets in office, and then it's just like they'll spend $20 trillion in one quarter.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I got to tell you, folks. I was out late last night. It was one of our crew members' birthdays. So I was out with him, some of his friends. So I was a little tired. And I needed a little pick-me-up in the break. And so I went and I had a packet of Turbo Force mixed with about 8 ounces of water, knocked it back during the break. And I mean, lift off, baby. I mean, this stuff is the real deal. So I'm telling you, if you want to feel like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after she rails a line of speed, go for the Turbo Force, baby. If you want to go on a bender like Cortez after she knocks back some meth, Turbo Force is what can do it for you. So get as high as Alexandria Cortez on meth with Turbo Force. Hey, that's not bad. That's pretty good. So if you want to know what it feels like to be Cortez after she rails a line of speed and does an 8-ball of crack cocaine, go ahead and get Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com And you may be able to experience the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez meth mouth bender. All right, so as you can see, I clearly am on one now. You know, I do want to say this because I didn't really get down into the weeds on this, the whole Trump and Coulter thing, you know, because there's the weird dynamics of this, because on the surface, it's not good. Face value, this is bad. For Trump to be attacking his own base, one of the few voices that got him elected during the primaries, he probably couldn't even have maybe got in if it was. I mean, I've said this a dozen times, but I don't think Trump gets nominated by the Republican Party if it's not for Ann Coulter, Michael Savage, and Alex Jones, or this audience. And that's just the fact. So for the president to be attacking his own base is not good. The optics aren't good. And then it kind of has a, quite frankly, if I hadn't been following the president for so long, most normal people, what this would indicate is that they're starting to lose it. That's what this would indicate. That they're starting to lose it, and now they're starting to bite the hand that fed them. But it is always different with Trump. And I know that this bothers some people, like, oh, the 5D chess. But, I mean, it really is different. Donald Trump would not have put that tweet out unless he knows he's going to have the last laugh. Still, though, I don't think it's a good idea. And it does not look good. But deed is done. Okay. Let me get into some other news here. CNN to be sued. When I read this, I had such a smile on my face. I can't even tell you, folks. CNN to be sued for more than $250 million over vicious and direct attacks on Covington High School student. And you know, I kind of have to sit and think about this because, you know, we get these frivolous lawsuits on us all the time. I don't even know where the cough button is in here yet. Do we have one? Anyway, we have to deal with these lawsuits all the time. And so part of me is like, I kind of feel bad for CNN because I have to deal with this crap. And then it hits me. It's like, well, wait a second. The lawsuits that we deal with are all garbage. And most of them just get tossed out. They can't even spell our names right. I mean, it's pathetic. It's clearly to try to attack us. But, you know, this is what CNN deserves. And that's really what it's all about. It's about getting what you deserve. And you know what, CNN? Quite frankly, this is only a quarter of what you deserve. You deserve a $1 billion lawsuit to be filed against you. All the vicious hate crimes that you're responsible for inciting with your lies about Donald Trump and his supporters. All the lies that led us into wars in foreign countries that you spread on your airwaves, CNN. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, even a $1 trillion lawsuit might be more applicable here to CNN. I mean, when you really crunch the numbers, those wars cost us trillions of dollars. How can you even put a monetary value on all the division and hatred that they've sowed in this country? So I think CNN ought to be CNN should be sued for $1 trillion. I'm not calling for CNN to be shut down. I mean, maybe Big Pharma can pay that off for them. They pay all their other bills. They keep the lights on over there. So, you know. But Zucker's now coming out and crying, says Trump attempted to block the AT&T merger and says that Trump is state-run or Fox is state-run news. Well, I will say he has a bit of a point there. But Bill Shine, former Fox, I guess he was, I forget what his role was at Fox, like top one or two over there. And then he was the communications director for Trump. He's now out, but Trump pretty much watches Fox a lot. Talks about it a lot, goes on Fox a lot. But I don't think that's because it's state-run news. In fact, if you listen to Lou Dobbs and some other people, I mean, heck, they have Shepard Smith on for a couple hours a day. The guy can't stand Trump. But little baby Zucker, I think, is starting to see the future for CNN. And, well, it's basically Don Lemon. So when Don Lemon is your future, you're in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like watching a bad sports team And, like, it's a really young team, but, like, they all suck. And you're just sitting there just like, oh, boy, this team is going nowhere. That's what Jeff Zucker sees every day when he sees Don Lemon on air. He sees that's his future, and he goes, oh, my God, we are screwed. Don Lemon, yeah, he packs quite the punch. That kind of looks like the punch that ended Smollett right there, doesn't it? Well, maybe CNN's going to be out of a job soon. Robo-journalism gains traction in shifting media landscape. A text-generating bot named Toby produced nearly 40,000 news stories about the results of the November 2018 elections in Switzerland for the media giant Tamedia in just 5 minutes. Here's my concern with the AI stuff. You know, they're already... So basically the AI isn't organic is the best way I would put it. An organic AI that goes out and kind of, you know, gets its own intelligence. I mean, that's what intelligence is. It's getting intelligence for yourself. It's the process of learning and then solidifying that in your mind. But when they're gaming and rigging the whole internet, and then the AI, and so all the data is being rigged and manipulated, and then the AI is using that data to become artificially intelligent. So it's not even real true AI. It's gamed, rigged AI. But I wonder if the AI would be able to determine that. And that's like the next level of the AI. That's like the sentient AI. But will it even have access? For example, can the AI understand that CNN is fake news? Or does it actually absorb information coming out of CNN the exact same way it would absorb information coming out of InfoWars or anywhere else? How does an AI value or rank in value the information and the data it's receiving? Can it do that? So that's kind of my concern with all this AI stuff is like, what kind of AI is really being built? And then what intelligence does the AI have access to? And then how does that then manipulate the AI for the future? So like, is the AI going to be a social justice warrior? Or is the AI going to be anti-social justice warrior? Maybe the answer lies in Egypt. Is there a hidden doorway in the Great Sphinx of Giza? Mystery over two ancient Egypt relics. A lot of stuff going on in Egypt, actually. A lot of secrets about the pyramids being discovered. And it's pretty cool stuff, but nobody really talks about it, so whatever. And that was actually cut. This was a nationwide story. Blindness miracle cure, experts in huge breakthrough with God molecule psychedelic drugs. So this is actually pretty cool. They're saying that blind people take DMT and then they can actually see images and stuff in their mind. It would make sense, but I'm actually pretty sure the God molecule is like, there's actually one step up from DMT. It's like DMT-5 or something. And what is it? A 5-NMAMZXY917 barrel roll, corkscrew, screaming eagle, coffee mug. But anyway, these psychedelic drugs, they're learning that they can go be of good use.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
We get into some culture war news here in the second hour of this Sunday broadcast. And joining me in the next segment will be Frank Kavanaugh, the original founding bass player member of the rock band Filter, very popular in the 90s. And so just to kind of give you a brief on what we're going to be talking about, he was kicked out of the band for his political beliefs, being a conservative. And Then the band said some negative things about Alex Jones, Donald Trump, and he decided to come out and give a response to that. And there's been some other stuff developing with that too, but we'll have him break that down. But first, here is Sergeant Frank Kavanaugh explaining why he left Filter to join the Army.
What kind of response have you gotten from your fellow soldiers?
You know, it's really incredible because I've done my whole career in the Army. I didn't let anybody know about my history of being in a band, Filter, and this just came out a couple weeks ago, and across the board, 100%, I've gotten responses from soldiers that they just can't believe it. They can't believe that someone who was in a band as successful as mine would stop doing music and join the Army. And my reply to them is that, to me, being in the military is more important than making music right now. We're at a time in our country where our country's at war, and our country needs everyone they can get. You know, I had done everything that I wanted to do in life. With being in a band like Filter, I'd seen the world literally, gone around it twice, and I didn't want to live my whole life and not be in the military.
We had a bass player in Filter before Charles. His name was Frank Kavanaugh. And now he's a sergeant in the Army.
And we're just showing Frank rocking the bass right now, performing in Kuwait for the military. And so Frank is going to be joining us, and there's a bit of another twist that I'll let Frank talk about when it comes to that show that they did in Kuwait and some of the social media activity that the Filter band has been doing since they kicked Frank out for his politics. You know, you'd think being in a band, you just want to have like the best bass player, you know, the guy that started the band. But, you know, he likes Trump. He listens to InfoWars, so can't have that, I guess, you know, because that's so American. But he'll give us the update on all of that. But, you know, I was thinking about this because so many times, you know, rock stars and actors and you know, celebrities and everything, we take their word with such value, and it's really, there's too much value placed in it, I think, because they really most of the time don't know what they're talking about. And then I also realize, though, that things are so polarized and political now that you have to be careful, because sometimes you might think somebody said something really negative and you might in turn get angry, but you didn't see the full story. An example would be, for example, I'm a big Foo Fighters fan, Dave Grohl, lead singer. He made a statement and he said, you know, he didn't like Trump. He was disappointed in Trump. And that quote from a long interview was the only thing that made it out. So you had all these people saying, oh, I hate Dave now. I'll never listen to Foo Fighters again. I was like, well, I'm going to go read this. And then you read the whole interview. And yeah, he did say he didn't like Trump. He said he didn't like some of his policies and he was disappointed in some of the things that he said. And then, but you read the whole thing and it's like, look, you know, people are allowed to have a political opinion. And that doesn't mean we have to hate them for it. That doesn't mean we have to cut them out of our life. And he talks about that. He's like, I realize that to some people, my political opinion is crazy. And he's like, I know friends in the music industry that have complete opposite political views as mine. So it's like, we just need to remember that we got to come together and that we're all American at the end of this.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody to learn that you don't hate them just because of their politics. Now, the issue that we have is one side of the aisle doesn't want to come together and doesn't want to talk and doesn't want to be friends. They just want to hate. And this has resulted in mass censorship. This has resulted in people ending relationships, families being torn apart. And for the specific example, bands being torn apart. So Frank Kavanaugh was the founding bassist for the popular band Filter. He was kicked out for his politics, and he's a conservative. He joined the military. He was a sergeant in the military. And he joins us now because there's some new ripples to this story. Frank Kavanaugh, bassist, or I guess formerly the bassist for Filter, joins us now. Thanks for joining me, Frank.
Hey, Owen. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, you look a little different now than you did back then, I gotta say.
You know, we live a long life, and you got to constantly be able to reinvent yourself. And when I was in Filter, I was a certain person. I always had the core moral values. I wanted to be in that lifestyle. And then I completely changed and joined the Army. And now I'm a farmer, just, you know, living out the rest of my life. I do want to say there's a lot of backstory with the whole Filter thing. Filter's been around for 25 years. There's been a lot of people in and out of it. And the whole thing with Richard and I having a fallout originally happened actually 6 years ago in 2013, when he called Alex Jones and anyone who was in the Tea Party terrorists, basically. And at that point, I realized how dangerous it was to have that kind of rhetoric. Being a musician, then being a soldier, I understand that an AR or guitar, they're both weapons. They can be used for good or they can be used for evil or bad. And what's happening now in this country, being completely polarized, where you have to be this way or that way, or I won't even speak to you, really is only happening on the left. The people on the right, I enjoy debate. I enjoy being told I'm wrong because I know I'm right. And if I'm proven wrong, I stand corrected and I thank you, because I don't want to live my life making mistakes like that. So when Filter got, when they had a show in El Paso just this last week and it got canceled because of their anti-Trump rhetoric, I felt that I needed to come out and use this as an opportunity kind of to, I want to defend Filter. I want to defend Richard. I want to defend his speech, even though I'm 100% against it. I went to Iraq and served in the military to defend speech that I did not like, which decidedly Filter's message now is not positive. It's definitely a negative message. It's the glass is half empty. It's not half full. And I could sit here and bash that individual person, but what happened in Filter and what happened to me is a small macrocosm of the microcosm of what's happened to Alex Jones and what's happened to all conservatives by being banned. And there's a golden opportunity right now, just as the DNC is not letting Fox News have any debates and Alex is off of YouTube. We've all been banned at times off Facebook and various social media platforms. Now there was a little bite of tyranny that bit Richard Patrick. From the jaws of tyranny that's been having us in a clamp for years. And if he wants his free speech and he wants to defend it and he's so passionate about free speech, then here's an opportunity. Be the change you want to see in the world. We are the change that we want to see in the world. And as Gandhi, what Gandhi did after India achieved its independence, a man came to him whose son had been, he was either a Muslim or a Hindu. He came to him and he said, "My son has been killed." He was a Hindu. And Gandhi said, "I want you to adopt a Muslim whose father has been killed and raise him as a Muslim. Because then you know all sides and we can live in peace." It really, if you don't know what's going on the other side and you're so closed-minded, it's like turning off an instrument in the palette of your life. Or if you're a painter, saying, "I'm never going to use that color." And
or let's use your band Filter as the example. It's removing the bass player, and so you're listening to the same Filter songs, but you're not getting the full sound. You're not hearing the whole thing. And so you're kind of Like, wait a second, I recognize the song, but something's missing. You don't have the full orchestra.
Well, you know, the thing about the band model for Filter, it was always a computer. Everything was written on a computer. It wasn't a traditional where a band would get together and jam. And I was on the first three records. Actually, the first record I played some drums on. The second two records I played bass. And I collaborated in the studio with Rich and wrote songs.
So you guys were doing mostly digital recordings. You weren't laying down tracks?
Yeah, it wasn't like four or five guys got together and jammed, like, here, I've got all these ideas. Let's put it together and make a song and then go record it. That's not what we did. It was Rich always owned the band. He always had the business model where it was going to be revolving door. Of course, we didn't know that when 25 years ago when we were in it. But that whole part of the story will correct any deficiencies in that, in accuracy.
Well, let's do that on the other side, because I actually want to kind of talk about something you said and talk about the larger issue here, how in your eyes, Richard is now kind of starting to get that sting of the tyranny that really they've been invoking on America. And you don't want that. You don't want his shows to get canceled for his free speech. But you're saying that's kind of almost karma. It's kind of like the universe coming back and saying that you're now reaping what you sowed.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the golden rule. It's you treat others the way you would want to be treated. You know, it's great. I haven't been paying attention to Filter. I've been doing other stuff. And I went and looked at the Filter video that they had posted. And you can see at the very end of the video, there's a little old man in there. Now, what would a little old man be in a rock venue? And he looks like he's probably in his 80s, like Korea War era, who probably lost friends and is not having it. So it's like, it was very disrespectful. I could see it in that man's soul as he was walking away. And it's like, if you want people to respect your ideas, you want us to listen to you, then respect us. And we will. We have no problem listening to you. We have no problem debating you. We have no problem talking about anything, because if we're wrong, we'll admit it. But the thing is that logically, if you think about what's going on, the right is not incorrect. The right is right. And it's time for, it's almost like a cycle of domestic violence is happening in this country, where it's just getting more and more escalated, where one side's doing one thing, one side's doing the other. What happened with Jesse Smollett, it is basically that 63 million Americans that he was trying to perpetrate a false flag against. What Rich has been doing with Filter is he's alienated 63 million Americans, his fans. And it's like, why are you doing this for a political what? You don't even know the other side. So how can you accommodate
me? And I actually think that this is maybe an unintended consequence of all the lies in the media right now. And this is what you kind of came in talking about, how we can't even really have peaceful conversations, because it's like, if I walk up to somebody and they know I'm a conservative, they're immediately callous to me and they immediately don't want to hear me. So then we can't have a conversation. But then you realize that's what's keeping us divided. It's the fact that they've been lied to so much about conservatives, about Trump supporters. So now they see one, they're like, oh my gosh, that's a bigot, that's a racist. They don't want to hear from you. And I don't know if that was intentional, but so now we can't come together. Where yesterday I'm talking to these people that are Trump haters, and they're like, yeah, Russian collusion. I'm like, remember how they faked Jussie Smollett? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, they're faking the Russian collusion. And it was like everything clicked. They don't want us to talk to them. They're scared of us.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, let me try to crystallize that thought that I was cut off on by the break last segment. So, and I think I have a better way to paint it so it makes sense. Don Lemon doesn't want you to talk to Owen Troyer, because Owen Troyer is smarter than Don Lemon and will actually be able to impact your opinion and change your mind in a positive way. So now to zoom out, CNN doesn't want you to go to InfoWars because our information trumps theirs. Our news broadcasts trump theirs. We are 100,000 times better than them. So they don't want you to tune into InfoWars. So the censorship is one level. But what I was getting at, as Frank Kavanaugh, the original founding bassist of Filter, is with us, they want people, they want free speech chilled, specifically when it comes to just any individual talking to a conservative or listening to InfoWars. It's the threat that our information is actually so powerful it could change your mind and influence you. They don't want that. So what I'm saying is they're cutting off communication at an individual level because they want you to be so hardened and callous when you see a Trump supporter. They don't want you to talk to them because that Trump supporter could actually change your mind if you gave them a chance. And I learned this because I went out to South by Southwest yesterday and I was talking to a nice family. They were black people. They didn't like Trump. And the main reason was because they said he was treasonous because of Russian collusion. Now, where do they get that? CNN, MSNBC. Who wants us shut down? CNN, MSNBC. They talked to me yesterday, what CNN and MSNBC don't want them to do. And guess what? I opened their eyes. And I said, you know how they faked that whole Jussie Smollett thing and the media went along with it? They said, yep. I said, you don't think they could do that with Russian collusion? They said, whoa. Guys, it's actually right at the beginning of the video. If you want to go to like 2 minutes in, you can see. Yeah. It's this. This family right here. Really nice people. Not big fans of Trump. They didn't think he was like, you know, the full racist and everything like they said, but oh, Russian collusion, he's not. So my point is, though, the CNNs, the people that censor social media, the people that hate Trump, they don't want this conversation to happen. They don't want conservatives and liberals to come together for a conversation because that's how we beat them. They want total information control. They want total conversation control. And as soon as people actually have a real conversation and they're not hardened by one point of view, all of a sudden you can come together, find a middle ground, and guess what? They're not going to get the race war, the civil war that they want. So, Frank, I don't know if that boils down what I was thinking there or if it makes sense to you. But before we get into some of the other stuff with you, does that make sense? Am I clarifying what I was saying?
Oh, that totally makes sense. It's really unfortunate what's happening in this country. And it happens in... Politics is all local, and it does happen locally, and it happens in your family, it happens in a band, it happens in relationships, because people, it's almost like an inability to grow up. If you really want to own things, you know, people want to be a success and they want to own things, then you need to, the first thing you need to own is your mistakes, because if you don't own your mistakes, then you'll never improve. And so it's almost like the people that are, they're like, oh goodness, like I backed the wrong person. I don't want to be proved wrong. So I'm going to keep doubling down and doubling down and doubling down. And I was a Democrat for years back when I was in Filter. I was more libertarian. I didn't even know what it was. You know, the whole resistance and the revolution happened in 2012 with Ron Paul. You know, that's when I think this all changed. They're all late with this whole resistance thing, but the Democratic Party that I loved, that was for free speech, that was for civil rights, that was for inclusion, is now the Democratic Party of pre-Civil War, where it's not for inclusion. It's totally based on race, unfortunately.
Let's kind of boil this down, because I want to talk about, and look, I don't know the members of the band Filter. This is the first time I've talked to Frank. I'm not here to try to, you know, insult these guys, but, you know, at the same time, I think that there's an example here that we can use, Frank, because what I see is a bunch of leftists grandstanding off of things that really they didn't do, or that they don't put their money where their mouth is. A good example is Cortez says you shouldn't fly or you shouldn't eat beef. And then she flies on an airplane and eats a beef taco in Texas. I mean, it's a joke. But so you guys played that show in Kuwait. We played the video earlier. And that was because you were a sergeant in the military and they invited you to go on that stage. And the band, though, after they kicked you out, and you were the sole responsible reason why they were playing that show for the troops in Kuwait, they then made a post on the internet saying, don't call me anti-American, I played in Kuwait, but they kicked you out of the band who was responsible for them playing in Kuwait. So it just, it's kind of like the same irony. It's like it's like stolen valor, where they take something that really they aren't responsible for, or really something they're not doing, and then they basically foist it on you, like, how dare you?
Well, I've got to correct one thing, Owen. I made a conscious decision to join the military in 2005 because I was being a decade in Hollywood and in that whole thing out there. You know what it is and what it's like, and I just didn't want to be a part of that anymore. And so, at the time, Filter was on a hiatus anyway. Rich was in another band with the DeLeo brothers from Stone Temple Pilots. When that show happened, I was on pre-deployment at Fort Hood to go to Iraq, to Al-Asad. I hadn't told anyone in the Army that I had been in Filter because I just didn't want that to follow me. It's like, and they found me and flew me over there to that Kuwait show, and I was more than happy to do it. But it almost seemed like this is the whole reason that I actually approached InfoWars, is because I wish Filter and all those guys the best of luck. They're great musicians. They're incredibly talented. They make great music. Get back to making music. And if you really want to talk about politics, be informed. But when Rich said, hey, have you gone to Iraq or Afghanistan? I've been over there. It's like, yeah, you've been over there. I was there with you too. I played with you. I also spent a year of my life there and gave a blank check to the United States government for basically my life, and was away from family, friends, career for a year, because that's how much this country means to me. And to constantly dog our country, the glass is half empty, the glass is half empty, instead of being positive, being negative, portraying yourself as this all-inclusive person who's like the positive person. And then when you get handed your own dish that you've been feeding people for years, you cry that, well, you've been to Iraq and Afghanistan. It was almost like stolen valor to me. My best friend, Major Michael Everts, never came back.
Man.
And,
all right, well, we got to take a break here. We're going to keep you here for at least 5 more minutes here in the next segment. Again, Frank Cavanaugh, the founding member bassist of Filter, joins us. We'll be right back.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Hey! And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Frank Cavanaugh is an all-American badass. He's a rock star, sergeant in the military, and he has quite a handlebar mustache. So he's pretty much checks off all 3 boxes when it comes to the all-American badass. He's with us here for 1 more segment. Frank, I just wanted to give you the platform here. I know that there's been a lot of things on your mind over the years, and you've kind of remained silent on it, and you've decided to kind of go public, if you will, with some of these things. And so I appreciate you coming on InfoWars here. So I just wanted to give you the platform to just voice some things that are on your mind. If you want to talk more about Filter, them kicking you out, the statements they've made, or if you just want to talk about anything else that's on your mind happening in America right now. Frank Cavanaugh, former bassist of Filter, he was the founding member, and they booted him for his politics. And I think that you're probably about to find out why. Go ahead, Frank.
And first of all, I want to tell you that being in the military, you know, the gun is your weapon. Being a musician, your instrument is your weapon. Now our weapon and your weapon is comedy, and you are a battle wagon, sir. You, what you do out in the street with people has influenced and changed so many people's minds, and that's how we're going to do it. The whole backstory about me and Filter, I could go back into that. I want to use this opportunity right now, though, to be positive. I want to say that, you know, the most punk rock thing that anyone could do now in 2019 is be a libertarian, be a Trump supporter. We are the alternative. We are, you know, just as the patriots that founded this country were punk rock. That's what it is now. And they're trying to have a monopoly on art and music. Music is the soundtrack to our lives. And if they have a monopoly on the message coming out of that, then, you know, they think they're going to win. I actually think that what's happening right now is the death throes of the globalist statism, that, it's like jealous girls that were the most popular kids that finally, like, some new girl moved in and now they're like freaking out. And they're pulling all the stops out.
Yeah, and it's like sunlight to a vampire. I mean, as soon as the sunlight hits the vampire, they're done. You know, that's all that globalism needed was just to be exposed.
Exactly. And this has given me an opportunity. I mean, you're going to try to shut us down, but it's not going to happen. And I was systematically scrubbed from the internet, from all the filter sites.
They erased you off the Wikipedia page. You were a founding member.
Yeah. And it's like, I didn't even care at the point. It was like, I was in the army. I was doing, you know, I had a rich life going on. I was happy. It was like, you know, you can do that. But what has happened now is I've started a clearinghouse for music. And if anyone wants to check it out, go to Ounces of Bounces on Bandcamp. And I'm looking for musicians that have gone through the same thing as me and artists, movie producers, anybody.
Well, let's actually bear down on this real quick, because talk about, and I try to explain this to young people, and I really think it's incomprehensible, and I don't want to sit here and say that it's like a blanket statement, but how much music, how has corporate media, if you will, engulfed music? So basically, like, how does Cardi B become the most popular quote unquote musician?
Oh, well, this is the thing, is that it's a huge media machine where if you sign, we were signed to Warner Brothers Reprise, Warner Brothers Pictures, which meant that we were going to be in automatically, the filter music was going to be in 10 movies that year. And we were going to go on all the talk shows. We're automatically on MTV. And we were making MTV money and MTV was making us money. So all of this house of cards has fallen down. It started again with Ron Paul, and now with Trump, it's actually happening. And they're desperately trying to hold on to the status quo. They are the establishment. When you silence somebody, you're afraid. And that's what's happening. They're afraid because they know that the gig is done.
Do you think there's a certain level where a band, we don't have to use filter for an example, where a band might say, oh, I want to remove this member from the band because they like Trump, and I want to get that big record deal, and I know we won't get that offer unless he's out of the band.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. Of course. I've had many offers during the year since Filter to go and play with other big-name bands, and I'll get into negotiations with them, and they'll be like, you're a libertarian? Like, you're a conservative? What? Like, and, you know, I'm like, yeah. Well, look at who's more free. You know, look at when Ron Paul said legalize marijuana, that was it. And if you're an artist, a musician, and you didn't go with that political person who actually had the opportunity to change, you know, decades long prohibition on something that's horrible in our history, then you're not genuine. You're false.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, I want, and again, you are the rock star here. This is just from an outsider's perspective that's done the research. It's not even about music most of the time when they sign these deals. It's about politics. I mean, they really will pass up 100 great bands that have the best music if they don't like their politics, and they'll sign the one band that they either know they can control or that they know is uneducated in their politics, and that's the one that they'll promote. That's the one that will get the record deals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when I was in Filter, the one thing I did, I was a young kid. I was in my 20s. I couldn't even believe I was there. You know, I was a young kid from Cleveland, and now I'm in LA shooting movies and meeting movie stars. And I kept my mouth shut because I knew that I needed to toe the line of what they wanted me to do. And believe me, we can go into all the things that happened there in LA that are so wrong. But I always had in my head what I was. And if you speak out, you're gone. And that has to end. And it is ending. And the best thing that they could have done is ban Alex Jones from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, because everything that they've been saying was false, and we're wearing tinfoil hats and we're conspiracy theories for decades is right there, obvious. It's right in your, there's no denying it. There's no denying that the left is the party of negativity and hatred. That's it. They've completely switched full circle. And, you know, it's not to say that those people are bad. There's so many good, well-meaning people that are Democrats that are being fooled. And it's really unfortunate. And, you know, it's my duty for my kids to come forward at this point and just be like, you know, I love my country so much that I gave up a lucrative musical career to join the military because I felt it was the right thing to do. And I feel it's the right thing to do now to speak out and kind of call Richard Patrick and filter out, but not condemn him, to support him, to support his free speech that I don't like, that I would consider hate speech, because it's very integral to have a vibrant debate and to have the other side. And I challenge Richard Patrick to come out and support Alex Jones and end the ban to Alex Jones on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
And you've done a letter in defense to Alex Jones, and I don't know if that's published anywhere. Maybe if you want, we could publish this on InfoWars. But I'll tell you what, Frank, I do on the War Room, I do a veterans call-in show special the last Friday of every month. I'd love to have you co-host with me on the veterans call-in special for 3 hours, if you'd be willing to do that sometime. I had a great time on with you in the last three segments. So if that's something you're interested in, guys, let's talk to Frank when we go to break here and see if he'd be interested in something like that. But Frank, thank you so much for joining us today. You're a real rock star. You're an All-American. And thank you so much for coming on InfoWars today.
Oh, and thank you, man. And everyone down there at InfoWars, just keep on doing what you're doing. You guys rock. You are the new punk rock.
And I wish I even did a better job here today talking about the website he started for people that are getting blackballed from the music industry because of their politics. I mean, that's big. I mean, put that on Drudge Report. That's what needs to be on Drudge Report. We'll be right back. Final segment on the other side. Final segment of this Sunday Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in for Alex today. You know, we had a tragic situation. 157 people died in a plane crash, an Ethiopian Airlines plane crash. And this has been covered on the news today. And I'm not trying to make light of this situation, folks. It's very tragic. But I wanted to highlight something here. Again, this isn't a joke. But let me just explain, because you can see all the B-roll. It's all over television. The images are everywhere. They're out in the field where the plane crash happened, and you can see all the debris. You can see the plane crash. I mean, it looks like the site of a plane crash. There's a bunch of debris everywhere from the plane, and, you know, it's what you would expect a large, massive plane crashing into the ground to look like. Parts everywhere, debris everywhere, in a field, teams of people there to clean it up, and actually they even do a crime scene because they have to investigate the debris and the rubble and everything so that they can kind of maybe give a clue as to what happened. But I'm watching this thinking, yeah, okay, this is what a plane crash site looks like for sure. But I'd be remiss if I didn't use this opportunity. And again, this is a tragic thing. I'm not trying to make light of this or divert off of this. But if I didn't use this opportunity to point something obvious out, I feel like I would be missing a golden opportunity, folks, because a lot of people still don't understand the 9/11 truth movement. I'm not saying I know what happened, folks. All I know is that we were sold a bill of goods, because you look at that plane crash site from the Ethiopian Airlines plane crash, and you compare that, the exact same plane that went down in Pennsylvania on September 11, 2001, do you not notice the difference, folks? There's no debris. There's literally no debris. Just an hour or two after the plane crashed, and there's no debris. Literally none. The exact same plane as the Ethiopian Airlines. So we're just kind of here rolling the B-roll, showing you images from September 11th, the plane crash in Pennsylvania, the side of it, no debris, none at all. You can't find a single piece of rubble. And then compare that to what you saw from the Ethiopian Airlines plane crash that just happened, where there's debris and rubble everywhere, like you would expect from a plane crash. So folks, look, I just want you to use your common sense here. I just want you to use your logic here. When there's a plane crash, the site of the plane crash, there should be a plane. Okay? There was no plane in the field in Pennsylvania. And the fact that the media has this country so brainwashed that they can tell you, look at this plane crash, and there's not even a plane. My God. So watching the coverage of the Ethiopian airline plane crash, I couldn't help but think about the coverage of the plane crash on September 11th in Pennsylvania, where there was no plane. Again, every image they show from the field where the Ethiopian plane crash happened, there's debris and rubble everywhere, like you would expect. But somehow, magically, on September 11th, 2001, the plane that went down in Pennsylvania, no plane. Ladies and gentlemen, the American government and the American media showed you a plane crash and there was no plane and you fell for it. I'm not insulting the audience. I'm just saying it's like, that's where we're at. Like, I'm the storyteller here. Hey, look, here's a plane crash site. Where's the plane? Doesn't matter. We're the media. We're the government. We say there was a plane crash. So there was a plane crash, but there's no plane. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. And so the crew was like, hey, remember this about 9-11? This is that. They're showing Building 7 now. Look, there's all kinds of stuff from 9-11, folks. They lied about the whole thing. The whole thing was orchestrated. Okay? Now they're showing videos of plane crashes. So yeah, where was all the debris and rubble from the plane crash on September 11, 2001, folks? There was no plane. Or you try to explain that to me. But anyway, there was other news I didn't get to, and we got to play this video, folks, because it's so imperative to understand why they're censoring Alex Jones, but it's even more important to see how they're lying about it. And that's when you know there's dirty tricks involved. So we've got a great clip coming up that Greg Reese and Darren McBreen put together on the Twitter censorship. But first, folks, please, I'm about to sign off, and I barely even plugged today. I need you to fuel our engine at InfoWarsStore.com so that we don't crash. And you have been fueling our engine. You do mid-air flight refueling. It's just, your support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative. You know that. That's how we're able to beat the censorship and try to expand at the best of our ability with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of $50 off DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of 50% off Bodies. Take advantage of 25% off Survival Shield X2, which is back at InfoWarsStore.com. Get an air filter. Get a water filter. You need that for your house. Don't have your family and friends over at your home with polluted air and dirty water. So we've got the air filters, we've got the water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support there. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com today so that InfoWars can be on air tomorrow. Now, we sign off of the Alex Jones Show on a Sunday with a special report on how Twitter must be up to some dirty tricks when it comes to censoring Alex Jones.
Twitter censorship. The three strikes that took down Alex Jones. Strike one. Child abuse.
There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying.
The video in question is a viral meme with over 100,000 retweets. The meme showed a child bullying an adult who was eventually pushed to the ground and started crying like a victim. The reason this video went viral in 2018 was because it reflected the strategy of the new American left. Bully your opponents and then cry foul when they try to fight back. Forbes originally claimed that the man in the video was Alex Jones himself, and somehow InfoWars is to blame for a video that remained on Twitter for months after the fact.
Strike two, inciting violence.
The second one was a video that we viewed as incitement of violence.
The original video was a message directed towards President Trump.
This is an emergency message to President Trump, to Congress, and to anyone that supports free speech in this country.
Twitter ignores this. They selected a short segment and deceitfully acted as if Alex Jones was inciting violence against the media.
But now it's time to act on the enemy before they do a false flag. I know the Justice Department's crippled a bunch of followers and cowards, but there's groups, there's grand juries, there's, you call for it. It's time politically, economically, and judiciously, and legally, and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now. Get together the people you know aren't traitors and aren't cowards and aren't hedging their frickin' bets like all these other assholes do, and let's go. Let's do it.
And then there's a bunch of other stuff.
The other stuff that Twitter decided to ignore made it clear that the statement was being made to President Trump.
Because they're coming. Now, in your wisdom, you may be playing possum and waiting for him to come in.
Alex Jones was encouraging the president to take action against internet censorship. And after omitting this fact, they skip forward to Alex Jones reminding Americans of the importance of their Second Amendment rights.
People need to have their battle rifles and everything ready at their bedsides. You got to be ready, guys. Media is so disciplined in their deception. Antifa attacked all these people at the White House, beat up reporters, beat up women, children. No coverage.
Twitter does not respect the Second Amendment.
Strike three, bullying Oliver Darcy.
So the third strike that we looked at was a verbal altercation that Alex got into with a journalist. You're a virus to America and freedom, smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow. You look like a possum that got caught doing some really, really nasty stuff, in my view.
That's verbal. Enough? Really? That's hilarious.
The altercation with Oliver Darcy is the real reason why Alex Jones was deleted from Twitter. Rather than allowing an open and honest discussion and possibly resolving our differences peacefully, they choose to silence their opposition and push towards a violent civil war.
People have pointed out that Jack himself encouraged everyone to read an article which basically outlined the fact that there's no civility left and that civil war is likely to happen in America. It says that the article was why there's no bipartisan way forward at this juncture in our history. One side must win. If you exacerbate the divisions in society that's so rife right now, that is going to create a civil war situation. So they're going to be partly responsible for it as one of the biggest platforms silencing people. They're only going to drive them underground. They're only going to make them more angry, more extreme on both sides.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
Conspiracy theories is an easy target. There are some who worry this is a slippery slope where people with different viewpoints could be silenced.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.